I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
What's up, people?
You're locked into the
2 Pro One Slow podcast. Brought to you by KexUnderwear.com. The best underwear in the action sport game.
Right, we are back for the third time in 3 weeks, and this will be the last one for a while. Because
not for him, third time in 3 weeks.
No,
he was on holiday last week.
But this will be the last one, because you'll disappear, and then he'll put this right to the bottom of his to-do list.
Who will?
You will.
No, that's your goal. And I'm here next week. We could do one next week.
Well, I've actually done a nice little... I bought you a present, Bill.
Have you? What, the two-man?
I bought you a two-man.
What do you mean?
I bought him a mini version of this. Seeing as he bought that
one...
Well,
I did buy that one.
So I've bought him a two-man one, and he's going to put it in his van. And when he goes away to races, he can do his own little podcast. Oh, I won't really appear on him. We might ring him, we might ring out.
Anyway...
Grab a few people after a race.
That's very nice. I'm very happy with that. But aside from that, within 2 weeks of me leaving, you two have to do your own two-man one.
Yeah, I'm not doing a two-man. I'll just get a guest in, because I... A couple of people spoke to me after you two dribbled on last week and says, no, you need
full of shit
to come back.
That performed well, didn't it?
Did it?
It was the second best performing one for a while.
Well, we've only done two.
Well, the other one was a good performer as well. We had Western Beach Race chat, which we're probably going to have again today.
Someone said to me, what a load of drivel, you need to go back because I fell asleep.
You just made that up. That's a fabricated story.
We actually had a chat after the podcast about questions for you.
You ever watched last week, write in the comments that you was the one that told me that. Got on Instagram.
All right. Well, we also thought that we need to ask you, and this is Nick from Dirt Store. I'll ring him later.
Get him on.
No, he's probably not happy at the minute.
Link him in. Be funny. Go all shy.
What was I saying?
Regardless if it was shit or not, we were being productive, putting content out there. You were sat on your ass, sipping pina colada.
I'm just giving constructive criticism.
Well, we feel that we've come up with a good concept for you.
Go on.
You talk about motorbikes a lot, but we thought you'd get on more of a rant when we just give you like random things to talk about.
Yeah, like life stuff.
So life. So we thought we were going to like just pitch like what's your thoughts on like certain things in life and see.
Oh, yeah, lifestyle. Yeah, to be honest, I get bored of talking about bikes. I know people on here listening about bikes, but it's the same shit, isn't it, every week? Like,
it does
giving
feel
my thoughts on a race,
like,
or like,
I did this race and then I did good,
yeah,
or
like,
I did that race.
You
and
asked me
done
how,
better.
Obviously, we done arena cross. How did it go? Well, fucking won again, didn't I? You know what I mean? Like, it's one of those. Well, how'd you win? Well, I went off the start, five, six laps, quite intense, got caught up, won the race, done. You won your race. It's sort of hard to talk about our races. Or my races, it's just like, I guess more happens in a 3-hour event. But in motocross, it's a start, it's a track, it's an end.
Yeah.
And also, I don't like having an opinion on other people's racing either. So it's like, if you're out of the sport and you're a journalist...
Well, that's not true, because you normally slag everyone off
when
you're not online.
Yeah, to you lot, but I'm not going to slag them off in public. Because I also know this. People have things going on. There's normally a reason. If a good rider's struggling, there's a reason why he's struggling. So to then have an opinion on it and say he's shit because he gets a fifth, it's hard to do.
I feel
like
this is coming
it.
From like a deep place where you've got mental scars from the abuse you suffered.
Just as you know, as a rider, like you'd never hear him say something, one of the enduro riders, this or that. You just know from being in the sport that sometimes it's harder than others. Like he's wobbled about all year, but there's a reason for it. You didn't ride your bike before Erzberg.
It's because he's had an alleged mountain bike accident.
Maniacs, you didn't ride for a bit. And then, don't know, what was the last one?
Well, I still just wobbled.
Wobbled around second. But if he'd have been on top form, well, I sort of know you've got it in you still, Bill. So you can be up front. But there's a reason behind it. And that reason's because you're a bit of a moron and do stupid things.
What's the reason you got lapped at Western?
Listen to the
last 35 seconds.
It's good though. I cut my ear short by a lap. No, I got...
His last 9 minutes of the race was an eventful 9 minutes.
Yeah, to be honest, I had a fairly uneventful race. Todd and Greedy had gone by the end of the first
lap. I was surprised by Greedy's pace.
But he's good, though.
He puts
a lot of effort into that race, and he's fast.
Yeah, he is fast.
I know he spends a lot of time on sand, and he's got bike works good, and he rides fucking good.
Goes down Port Talbot, doesn't he, I think, a fair bit. No, but, I mean, I knew he'd be fast, but to be on Kellett's pace was fast. Yeah,
because when Kellett lapped me, I knew that, like, I was riding somewhat all right. I wasn't that comfortable, really. I hadn't really rode the bike, so I mean, I was fine, but like, I couldn't. If I tried to go super fast, I was a bit like, ooh, not fully on it. And then when he passed us, I kept up with him for like the whole of the last lap, but then his intensity, I was like, okay, well, it makes sense why I'm a lap behind, because just like the backside of every dune, he was like, intensity was up. Even like the flat corners, which had gone to like no line or whatever, he was still like pushing and charging on them, and like that kind of made sense. So I followed him like last lap, but then he kind of didn't realize what was going on. And in the second or third last straight, he just like slowed right up. But I obviously needed to stay lapped for the race to be over, otherwise, I'd have had to do another lap.
I'm surprised you didn't want to do just the night.
No, I was over it by that point. I'd crashed on the second last lap, so the whole race was fairly uneventful. I had a few little cross ruts and like bury the front. I'd got stuck on one dune, but pretty uneventful by my standards. Clipped a few back markers. I hit the back of one guy quite hard, bless him, and his bike just went...
Really?
He stopped. I couldn't do anything else because I had got stuck on the dune, and he stopped directly on the top of it, and I like hit him, couldn't align my front wheel up to his back wheel any better, and just, his bike just went... full backflip off the top of the dune.
Did you give it like a sorry, mate?
I actually don't think I did. Felt bad, though.
But you rode
Bill was in attack mode at that point. He's still got Milko Potsek right up.
Yeah, well, it was kind of mid battle. We kind of battled
quite
the whole race.
Surprised that you done Milko back, but then it's not a typical Milko sand beach race. I know that.
At the end, he's just like, "What the fuck is this race?"
Oh, he said that. Yeah, it's complete. It's not a beach race in a way.
Yeah, like, well, like half of it is, and half of it's like not like. Not at all, really.
Half it's like a tough mudder, like one of them.
It actually is like a tough mudder. That's a good description.
Yeah, it's like a tough mudder on motorbikes.
Yeah, that's the muddy bits of a tough mudder.
Yeah.
So like 2:30, fairly uneventful, like pretty smooth, couple of little tip overs, didn't really have any dramas. And then I'd battled with Milko a little bit. I pitted early on my second pit stop because I ran out of water and juice in my Camelback, which is like, the first time that's happened in years. Normally, I barely drink anything at that race.
What did you have in there? Did you have some ride nutrition?
Yeah, ride nutrition. I didn't fill it. I only had like...
What flavour did you go?
Peach.
Good chat. That's a good one, that. I like
the two new ones are really good. The berry one and the peach one, they're the two new flavours. They're a bit more, I would say, like of a mild taste and not quite as... Like,
there was a lot of that being sold at the old dirt store stand on the Friday before.
They sold out.
Good well, shit. It's a good stuff to buy for that. Obviously, yeah, people have gone and gone panicked last minute stuff. And thought, I'll get some.
Sober them up.
Yeah, well, what actually happened was when I made my Camelback, I didn't have the proper connectors, which I normally have, so I like bodged one together and it pissed all over the floor. And I didn't realize, I think much had gone out, but obviously more had leaked out than I realized. So I ran out, so I'm like pointing to them. So then I pitted a lap early because I'd run out of juice, but luckily...
Oh, you pitted just because you wanted to
No, it was time to pit anyway, but I ended up coming in one lap earlier than I could have. So then I came out and Milko was back on us and I let him pass and I guessed he still had a pit stop. So we're still together until like after 2 hours, more or less. And then...
Yeah, I was quite surprised.
Yeah, the lap he went into the pits, I like pushed really hard and I went the next two laps, I went quite well. And after the like two laps, I was 45 seconds up. So I was like, okay, good. Next lap was good, and I knew there was only like two laps left. Come around, start of the last lap, the start straight gets proper whooped out.
Does it?
Yeah, like get doo doo, and then I was doing it
begin onto the start or like
no. So like, sorry, the finish straight.
Oh.
It's like not the start straight. The finish straight always gets proper whooped out into like a fairly biggest dune with a tunnel underneath. So and I was getting the straight quite good. I had like two wheel taps, and I was like missing the two big holes. And then last lap, I come through, wheel tap, and I just, oh, fuck it, and keep on the back wheel. So then I like wheel tap the next three, come into the dune like twice as fast as I had been and just buried the front wheel. Full front flip, like ejected off the hands and feet off, ejected, full front flip, landed on my back on the backside of the dune. The bike's just parked in the dune at the bottom. I'm like, no! Fucking scrambling.
I can imagine the scramble back to the bike.
Start of the last lap.
It'd have been like a gazelle, wouldn't he? Just
I had like a 40, I had about a 45 second lead the lap before, and I had a good lap, so I guessed I had like 50 seconds to play with. Run to the bike, start the bike, went to set off the back end, just sinks into the dune, like bat mud gods touching the sand. That's how deep it went into the dune.
Imagine the limiter on
yeah,
the
bike. Yeah. Anyway, gets out and then was like, right, front end. I'd hit the sand that hard, it twisted my front end.
How far was he behind you now?
Well, I didn't see him at any point, but then at the finish line, he was like 30 seconds. So
oh, not bad.
The lap before, I'd obviously made... But I was just thinking, like, after
that's
this.
Only the start of the last lap. It gets even more eventful.
Oh, then that's when Todd...
Yeah, Todd passed you, and then you're trying to shout at him to to go.
Todd passed us on, like, do the start straight. I think either the first run of dunes or the second run of dunes, so, like, most of the lap left. And I'm like, okay, at least I know the race is fucking finished after this lap. But then, so we followed him the whole lap, gets to that, the finish arena, two straights from the end, and he just like slows right up, and I'm like, does he realize, does he know that, he surely can't know that me and Milko are battling, he's trying to hold me up for him, like.
Oh, what, you thought he was trying to hold your teammate up?
I didn't think that, because I thought there's no way he could have been given that information, but like, what is he doing? He's literally like stood still, and like, the rest of the lap, he'd still been like charging, like clipping back markers and racing properly, then the last two straights, he just went to like uber cautious, and like doing nothing, and I'm like looking across at him, shouting, I'm going, hurry up. there's a video from a drone where you can see me like looking at him and doing this time.
Oh, and then he went fast.
And then, well, no, then there wasn't enough of the track left for it to make much of a difference.
That's still not it.
And then, so then go around the last corner, and obviously there's like a lot of people waiting for him to finish for the race to be over. He goes by, this fucking stampede of about 20 people just set off. Just clean me out.
What, because they all wait, so they see him and
yeah, they see him and just set off, and I'm like two bike lengths behind him because I just followed him around the whole of the last bit, and I just get fucking ram raided by like 20 bikes. One guy, the first guy that hit us, knocked us clean off.
But you crashed?
The guy didn't even flinch. Some guy in a KTM just set off, and then there's another like 30 people just riding over my bike as I'm on the floor. But I haven't even crossed the finish line yet. So I'm like, fucking wrestling them out the way. I just put my foot out against one person just to stop the traffic, pick the bike up, crossed the finish line. I think I still had like 20 or 30 seconds, so it wasn't as stressful as it seemed, but for like 2 hours, 50 minutes of fairly calm, the last 10 minutes...
livened up.
G'd it up a bit.
How far was Ash behind?
I think like a minute, not far at all.
No, at one stage it was like 18 seconds. Yeah. Ed sent me a screenshot of the live timing, and it was right on him, like 18 seconds.
I think it was about a minute.
They get you quite early on, didn't they?
Yeah, like second lap, third lap, they were just going quick.
Did Todd do a quad on the day before? No.
Yeah.
He did again? What, but I don't know how much he did a full race?
No, just two or three laps. I don't know how much it helps, because they prep the whole track again. Like every dune is rebuilt.
Yeah, but I suppose. And they build them bigger, didn't they?
Yeah, bigger, and the layout's more or less the same every year. And you can kind of remember the layout. Like I went and looked and I knew it was like row of big dunes, muddy straight, row, short row of big dunes. Like you can more or less memorise it.
It's quite a cool event for the kids, like the 85s do an hour around there.
The whole, it's an hour and a half, 85s, I think.
All right.
85s and 65s. I think
an hour and a half. That's what I mean. It's a long time for the kids.
No, it's the whole weekend is very
Because I see like a good. Lot of dads and that posting up saying like, kid's done so good to finish the race. No, it's quite cool.
Nah, it's sick, especially watching the start of them 85s and 65s. Just
right, well, your sister cool. bit your sister, isn't it? That
she was going to do it, but she
was she?
She hadn't hooked her elbow. She was going to do it.
I think I do think we should all. I want to have a go at it at least one time.
We're all in next year.
Yeah,
Annabelle, Billy, me, you, Nick wants to do it.
Alf might be ready. I'm getting him a PW. I think this week. Just it needs to ramp up.
What, you're going in, toughen them up straight.
Yeah,
away,
like I thought, I was thinking on holiday.
Water and
I see like Danger Boy Deegan won, and I thought that's cool. He wins. Like, it's just nice. Like, he's doing well in life. Like, he's just a boy, isn't he? And I thought, it's nice to be good at something as a kid. If you're growing up and you're good at something, it's nice. So I thought, whether it's bikes or something, I need to start putting a bit more time into...
Don't teach him how to edit.
No, I won't teach him how to edit or anything. I want to teach him how to... No, I just want him to be good at something. So he goes, I'm good at something. Because then it gives him... I think it gives him confidence everywhere else. So I'm going to put a bit more time into the...
Why don't you get him a Cobra?
No, Cobra's... I was looking at Redline, PW. I might go pick one up in a minute.
Why don't you get him one of them electric...
KTMs.
The lunatic fast ones, then you can just tune them up and tune them down.
So no, the electric KTM, Nick's got that one for his little one, which is not too bad. But I just thought PW is just the classic, isn't it?
True.
PWs are smaller than the electric ones.
Yeah, PW's a little bit smaller, and then he rides his Stasic.
He might be racing AX Arena Cross then in January with you. The KTM Cup.
Depends how much progress we make really in the next couple of months. But I generally think I will get him a little PWs. Just thought I need to put a bit more effort in. Put a bit more time into the kid.
You just put a full week.
Not because I just think it's nice to do.
Have you just put a full week into him in the swimming pool? Haven't you trained him how to swim yet?
Yeah, he's swimming. He sinks. He comes back up. He says, I said, can you swim? He's like, yeah, me can, but me sink sometimes. But I'll come back up. Come back up from the bottom. But his swimming was good. The whole holiday was really, really good. To
good
be
holiday.
Fair.
You liked it.
Yeah, I did like it.
He'd done a bit like you do, Bill, and just went missing for a week.
No, I had no... couldn't FaceTime, apparently.
And it's blocked in Dubai.
Couldn't FaceTime, couldn't WhatsApp call. Yeah. Well, nothing worked. No one... And the other, a normal call was like £8 a minute, so I wasn't going to be calling anyone on that. And then...
Well, you seem to get a lot done while you're away without... Like, you come home and you've told us a load of things that you've sorted out for next year.
Yeah, I've got a lot done, yeah. I was working.
You're grafting.
Fucking networking while I was out there. Someone's got to do it, but I've got a lot... Even the last 2 days since I've been back, I've got a lot done.
Oh, you could communicate with everyone else, but just not us two.
No, he turned up to work yesterday. First thing, first
went
job.
Went into the office yesterday. Keck's new office. Yeah, good. Got a lot done. Met Ed's new employee. What's his name?
Bradley.
Met Brad. And Brad got on like house on fire.
I'm sure
he's edited a bit of our run.
I'm sure I thought very highly of you. Yeah, after I was just sort
of... He designed a new jersey.
He asked me when you left, actually. He said, he's a character, isn't he? I went, yeah, he is, actually. And then he went, so... Because he knows nothing about bikes. He went, so is he good? I was like, yeah, actually, he's pretty good.
Oh,
I said,
thank
like,
you, Ed.
So like years past, he was really good, but everyone thought he was a cock. Now he's not as good, but everyone likes him.
Why would you say that to that
this
man?
Is true.
Like, yeah, but you don't need to go into detail. You could have just said, yeah, he's in the bike world.
Well,
he's
I don't want
in the UK.
I basically
why
said to him,
I was a cock.
He was he's sorting out your merch, and I sort of said, look, it's lucky that he's sound now because if we did merch. 15 years ago, no fucker would buy it because he was a cop.
No, I would have done merch. Depends what time you lost. KTM done me a jersey, and the other day I was in Colville, and some bloke was wearing it in a Gaff fuel station, the old number 2 on the back with
Searle number 2 KTM. Yeah, they were giving them away with
yeah, they probably
did
give them away. But I see it in a fuel station. And I shouted at the bloke. I was like, all right, mate, nice top. And he just fucking blanked me. Just went.
He probably got from charity shop.
Yeah, I reckon he just had no idea what the top was. And I just felt a bit awkward and then it just sort of drove off. But he had no idea who I was. Anyway, he was wearing my top. But, yeah, he was nice. He designed some stuff for me. That was quite good. I quite enjoyed coming into the office. Felt different. Then I went and met with a new sponsor that would be launched soon for the new team. So that was cool. Productive.
You've actually left a lot of people hanging because in the end of the AX video, you said like bye to Luke, and no one we never really explained what was happening. But I still don't think we should because we'll save that for our two man.
A two manner? No, we're not doing a two manner. We're doing a three manner. Mel's going to come up.
Okay.
Or I might go down to Mel's next week.
What, and you're going to take this and do it all on your own? Are you going to set it all up?
Yeah, set it all up. Cameras, how many do I need?
Fucking righty-o.
Well, I was thinking maybe you could come, obviously. but we'll get Mel to come up. He actually does zero other than sit at home with his leg up still. So he should be able to come up. But we did leave him a bit hanging. We can give him... may as well just leave him hanging. There's no point going half-arsed into detail, is there?
No, but...
That's all right. Everyone in the comments decided you were on a triumph anyway.
Yeah. I mean, I quite liked I thought their equations to get to that equation, is that what, how you'd say it?
Probably not.
Probably
like their, how they got to that equation makes a lot of sense.
I agree.
Yeah, I was like, fucking hell, yeah, you're not wrong. Maybe I should be on a Triumph.
Why didn't I think of that?
I sort of did think of it, but don't think it'll be Triumph.
Well, have you just give it away with your really PW 50 or not?
Pardon?
You give it away with the PW 50?
No, because I was looking at for different colour plastics for the PW 50.
Oh, right. Do they make different colour ones?
Yeah, they do. £69. No, 16, but I think they'd be shit off eBay.
Right.
That's how into it I am already. Like, I was looking at the bike that I haven't bought, and then I was looking at plastics to change it to.
Have you built yourself a Backyard Designs graphics kit for it yet?
No, but that will be next if I get the plastics. But the problem is the new 2023 ones, because I thought if I'm going to get a Peewee, I don't want to put him on one that someone might have just rebuilt and mashed together something. So sort of just may as well get a brand spanker. They don't.
Fucking hell.
But the brand spankers
fresh
have got
off Dubai.
Honestly, brand this bloke,
the brand spanker has got blue wheels on. So that means if I change the colour, so white. But I'd have to take the wheels off and get them sprayed.
Someone else have to take the wheels off for you.
Yeah,
and get them sprayed.
I'll get a mechanic to do that. That's one thing I need actually for next year. I need a practice mechanic. So, if anyone watching this is interested in being a practice mechanic, you don't need to be able to change engine suspension or service engines or suspension. You just need to be a sensible human that can check a bike over, watch me riding, use a stopwatch, give it a clean, make sure everything's right, and bring it back to the track on time the next day, and have enough about you that I can go, that was nice spending the day with you, and have a good day. I'll see you tomorrow, mate. That's all I need from a practice mechanic. And it's hard to find. I don't want you to ask for £250 a day either. That's too much money to pay. £200 a day is too much money to pay for the job I need to do. So if you want to be a practice mechanic, you're quite sensible, willing to learn, and you're all right to be around, then inquire, write in the comments or message me, because
that's quite a good pitch there. Well done.
You clip that. You can put that on
in. Yeah, it's quite. It'd be a nice job for you. Because it'd be a bit like an apprenticeship. You start on a bit less money, and then you got a bit of.
Where do they progress?
You didn't fancy bringing Mr. Davison back on board?
Who?
Rob.
Rob? No, he's too far gone. Every time I've seen him, he's been pissed up. But fucking hell, I need someone sober, really, on the day. The odd drink, but
do
not
they need
every
to
day.
Have their own van?
Yeah, I mean. Have a bit about you. You got your own van. That helps. We could
willing to drive considerably out there. We have to pick you up because you can't be asked to drive.
Don't need picking up.
Do they need to wash your kit for you and bring that?
No,
back?
You just literally. It's a simple, simple job that you need
for a
to be
simple,
able to do.
Simple
for
man.
A simple man. And on some days it might be a bit longer if we drive a bit far, but another day you might come up Eds if you're close, and we might be done by 11:30, and you got a real easy day. So it was a bit of give and take. One day might be easy, one day might be long.
Don't need to come to races, so get race weekends off.
If you don't want to come to races, you don't have to come to races. It'll be on average about, if you 2, sometimes 3 days a week, sometimes no days.
Yeah, but 2 to 3 days a week with you, and then the other days you've got to get the bike ready.
No, you do it all on the same day, really. You're not going to be stripping engines. So I think that any other, do you reckon I need to give any other information? Because I just don't want them to ask me and then go through the information.
Well, this is your moment.
About £150 a day, top whack, is what I want to pay for this
including
job.
Including travel?
No, I'll get him a fuel card somewhere. Anyone want to give a fuel card for my practice?
Fuck off, I'm next if anyone's given a fuel. He's already got one.
You lot are all asking bastards, aren't you?
No, but
I'm definitely next.
I'm trying to pay someone.
Nobody give him one.
I'm trying to.
He's
pay
got
someone.
One, in fact.
You live in Andorra. The money you save on taxes, you can spend
fuck
on
off.
Fuel.
£158 it cost to fill my van up yesterday.
It's expensive. Did you do it on a motorway?
I had no choice.
Well, that's the difference. For someone with money like you, for me,
you
I was on a motorway.
You don't
yesterday.
Travel enough to merit. You don't go on a motorway. You drive. You don't drive more than 30 minutes from your house ever.
I was on a motorway yesterday, put £15 in it. And now I've got to field it back up on the way.
I actually started with the intentions of stopping, and I just thought, You can. My life's too busy for shit like this.
Yeah. No, I agree. But, yes, I do need a practice mechanic for the team. That's about all. So that's just...
Can't wait to see applicants.
Yeah, I can't wait to see the applications.
Did the guy have a full CV or just a message?
Nah, just like...
Is it cash in hand?
You can get paid how you want. And then that's it. Some days will be longer than others. And then some weeks you might do more days than others. But I would imagine it would average out for about 2.5 days over the year, like weekly. So it's not a base salary, it's day rate. So ideally, you need to have another bit of something to spend your time at. And then it's quite a tricky job, because then if I say I want to ride on Thursday, I'd quite like you to be there on Thursday. So it is a bit of... but you also got to have other things to do on the days that I don't ride, because it's probably not enough money to rely on if you've got a family or a dog or something. That's it.
Probably not bring the dog with them?
Yeah, bring a dog.
You happy with that pitch?
Got to be on the... You want them featuring in vlogs? Or?
Yeah. If you could hold a camera as well, if you can hold a camera, the days you film, I'll give you an extra 20 quid. So it'd be 170 if you film a vlog. Quite simple. Luke's a simple man. He managed to film. And I'm gutted to not have Luke doing it, because he was a good asset, wasn't he?
Why didn't you try and theft him off the team?
Oh, he's sort of there. He's in too deep there to just steal
he
him away from
the team.
He must
be on more than 170 a day then.
I don't know. If not, have you worked it out? Maybe he might be now. He's got a pay rise this year since
he's working at Steel with you.
He's but yeah, Luke was great, but he'd done it all really. He was good on the bike, worked hard, and
so you need another filmed. Luke.
Need another Luke, yeah. Right. If you got a bit about you in the vlogs as well, it's better, isn't it? Luke's like, you have a bit of banter.
He's good when he's had a beer.
Doesn't take him many beers to get on. No.
He stands there sober as anything, has a beer, and next minute he's hammered.
Yeah,
like,
next he's swinging his shirt around.
Yeah, he gets amongst it. At the Arena Fest, we had a couple of nights out. That took it out of me, the weekend there. Friday night was late. No, when did we get there? Thursday night, Friday night, Saturday night. 3 nights away.
It was a long
camper.
Weekend. I honestly think it should be 2 days next year.
And you racing Sunday, you was well over
racing.
Yeah,
you did an extra day racing.
Yeah, Sunday. When I woke up, and I was going on holiday the next day, and then everyone's coming, mum, dad, brother's kids. So it was like, I didn't really want to go. Every time I was going up to that Whoops, I was like...
Have you noticed you'd stop putting any effort
yeah,
into
yeah, Sunday you didn't skim them.
I had it on driving home, and every time I was like, oh, this is getting... He's
oh,
getting
what,
less
watching?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was less enthusiastic to hit
every
them.
Time, every lap with the Whoops, I thought there's less effort going in here.
Yeah, I was really good in the Whoops up until head-to-head with Comrade. I come in about a couple of bike lengths behind him, thought, I'm going to have him right through these. This will be a lovely pass. And then I went through a miss one, nearly crashed in the Whoops, went off the track, never done an endo in my life. And I managed to pull an endo up, get to the point of going over the top, little bit more front brake, controlled it, dropped down, and nearly went in the moat, but didn't. And after that, I thought, I'm going on holiday in a day's time. I could really do without this. And my pace considerably dropped through the Whoops.
Well, you still come out with a championship lead.
Yeah.
Is that still standing, or will it get wiped? Or
no.
What's that?
How many rounds does that count?
One. All of that. He's 3 points clear.
Yeah, I should be about... If they added every race result up, I should be like 12 points clear, but... Every night got then added up into one, which is good for everyone else, but not good for me, really. But no, that was first round, and it don't really matter because it all got added up into one thing. I think you only got like 15 points, so it won't make much difference come anyone else joining the series. So I do hope, well, it's got to be, it's advertised as that's the first round of the series, so. It's the first round, or I'll take you to court or something. but it was mega. Did you talk about the weekend on your pod last week?
Which weekend?
The Arena Fest.
Oh, so you haven't listened?
No, I've not listened to that. After matey wrote that comment, I thought not worth listening to.
Yeah, we did.
I thought it was quite good. What else did
no,
you
I will have what, a listen then. I'm
what,
sorry.
What we needed to discuss, which we left them hanging on the last one, was the... state of getting you to Western, because we let them hang that the bike
we were
wasn't
supposed
ready.
To get Stan was original plan for this week was Stan was coming to yours on Thursday to bring bikes because I was planning to leave on Friday. So I'd actually arranged for him to be here.
Yeah.
But then I decided not to go and to stay until next weekend because it wasn't going to be worth going on because I had to come back next Friday anyway. So I decided to stay. So then he'd had a busy week, which we'll discuss in a minute. So then I didn't want to do too much this week. And then I decided when it was staying, I needed a two-stroke too. So I phoned him up the other day. I was like, any chance of a two-stroke before you leave to go to Italy on Monday?
I've just had a brainwave before you carry on.
What?
Why don't you get Stan to be your mechanic?
Practice mechanic? You can't even bring his bike up here for the day.
Yeah, but he's sort of got a bit to do in other days. You can do a bit for him.
That could be quite... Nah, it's 2-5. If he was if he was in his old place, he'd be the man for the job.
Fucking speak of the devil.
Oh, he's on. Do you want to connect?
Ask him. Stan! Hello? Do you want to be my practice mechanic next year? 150 a day.
Practice mechanic, 150 a day?
Yeah, that's inclusive of fuel. I'll pay you fuel.
It'd be a lot of fuel for he lives in bumfuck nowhere of Wales.
Yeah,
now.
But worth having him. Decent bloke.
How many days a week are you planning on riding?
Two.
Oh, that's all right. That's not bad, is it?
No. Offer him the £20 for the filming.
And then if you film me on a day, you get an extra £20, so you could end up at 170 a day.
That's worth me while.
But you need to give me 50 for letting you do it.
Oh, you can piss right off.
I think we've got a practice mechanic, boys and girls.
3 or 4 mil bar risers.
And 2-stroke.
Yeah.
3.
3. All right, then.
It's wonderful. I just podcasted and I'll ring you after.
All right, and tell Tommy foot peg should be there today.
Oh, new Raptor foot peg.
Bike are they for?
I don't know what bike they're for, but they've been sent.
Me
right.
Either.
Right, wonderful. I'll speak in a bit.
Can't give that away.
Right. No. New Raptor foot pegs, that's nice. Nice little touch.
I'd have done well to make them for that bike so fast then.
3 mil or 4 mil, big difference.
Or 1 millimetre.
No, it does. I actually had this conversation the other day with my mechanic that's building my bike up because it's a complete new bike. And he says, what did you use on your old bike? And I said... bar mounts, and I don't use a riser on them, but I had a 3 mil riser.
You used PHDS, didn't you? Don't you? You're not.
I have X-Trigs.
Yeah, but the rubber one.
No.
I'm sure you do.
No, I don't think. I might do. But it's I have 3 mil risers and zero risers, but then we have the bars. We don't use Rentful, but the same sort of bar bend. RFX I use, but it's like a copy, isn't it? Same difference. 996, 999 is the one in Rentful. 996 is higher by, I think, 7 mil. And normally I used to use the higher bar with the thingy, but that's 7 mil difference. And then the lower bar, which is a 996 bend, is obviously...
The 999 is the lower bar.
A 999 is the lower bar, 7 mil lower. So then I had a 7 mil lower bar with a 3 mil higher spacer. But then mid-corner, my handlebar, my... position was too high, so then I've took the spacer out, but ideally I wanted like a 1.5 mil spacer, like an in between, because I can feel the difference quite a lot.
Allegedly, if I'd ever rode your bike, I would think that your handlebars were higher the last time I might have done it, to be fair.
Before?
Yeah,
but they're lower. That's what I mean. That's what I was struggling with this year. Like the bar position when I went into the corners low, but then mid corner suspension rebound, and I was quite high. That's why I was getting the lower bar so I could sit and turn. But then it felt a bit awkward on the straight with the lower bar. So I'm also playing about with that. 1 mil, as you mentioned, makes a difference.
Well, I was planning on going at some point next week testing lower bars on my bike. Because also, like, even though the position of the handlebar, like, if you do the maths, it should be in the same place. The bike feels different with a lower... Whether the bar position ends up in exactly the same place, with it being a more bend and less bar riser, or more bar riser and less bend, it feels different.
I was thinking this.
Yeah, surely it'd be more rigid or more loose.
Well, yeah, obviously there's flex differences. Surely... But just the position, like, feels different. It's weird how it works.
Yeah, like a handlebar, because I was thinking that. So you've got, like, a... The bar sat on two things like this, which is higher. But if they were sat on nothing, you'd feel like you'd have more control with the bar than the smaller bar on something.
You probably won't get a job in R&D at the end of your career, will you?
No, I like a test job. So if anyone out there that wants a test job in a couple of years, I'd like to do that as well.
Would you?
Is that another thing for Triumph?
Yeah, that could be a future job.
Anyway, we was talking about your bike at Western.
So I might as well do the whole story because Stan's not here to tell us. We should actually ask him about it, but basically what happened was decided to do Western. You clocking off now, are you?
No, I'm just doing a bit more work. You're getting on a story now, so this could... I just sort of settled down.
A couple of months ago, I had a bad shoulder, I think, at the time. And I was just coming back from my shoulder. So I didn't tell the factory straight away. I just thought, I'll wait till I'm in slightly better books to tell them I'm doing and ask for some parts or whatever. So anyway, we got around asking for an engine, said, which in the past, like last time I did it, they sent at the time, Nathan and Chapelier were both doing beach races. So like it was a thing, a beach race spec engine was a bit more of a common thing. So anyway, I wanted to do Western. They said, yeah, no problem. Can I get an engine? Yeah, no problem. It'll be ready whenever. When I drove here before AX Fest, I went via Belgium to collect the engine, which had been sent from Austria. Brexit and all that meant I had to add an extra 6 hours onto my day to collect the engine. Anyway, did AX Fest. Oh, no. Before AX Fest, I've met Stan. Did he come and pick the shit up from here? Well, how did that work? Anyway.
I don't know, but you went to Preston.
Stan ended up getting all the parts, built the bike, built it up. Right, we're going to go to Preston Docks, test the bike. Did one session. Bike felt very, very good. Like, I used to have a proper motocross engine a few years ago, and I've had stock ones for like the last 2 years, and then I did one session of this, and I was like, wow, this is fucking good.
It's a Prado spec, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Basically changed the clutch cover.
Yeah. So did one session, was like, that's fucking good. This is nice. Riding back for the car park, I was like, just double check, this has got six gears. One, two, three, four. Oh, that's strange. Maybe I wasn't in first. Going all down at the bottom. Second, third, fourth. Four gears. So I went back to Stan. I was like, bike's really good. It's only got four gears though. We just started laughing. Both of us just found it hilarious.
Yeah, I heard about this all week, the four gears.
So trying to work out what to do. Stan went to the beach by his house at 5 o'clock the next morning just to test how fast it would go with four gears. And it did 82 miles an hour.
How did he test that?
Just from flat out.
Has it got a speedo?
No, Strava.
In his pocket.
Oh, on Strava? That's quite a good idea.
So anyway, I think it did 82 with 14.47. And that would have been shit for the rest of the track anyway, but just to see if it was worth trying, and it wasn't. So I was like, this is a bit shit, really. And then eventually, it was a bit of an error, not miscommunication, but it hadn't been filtered back to us. They hadn't put six gears in the new engine yet.
Ever.
Apparently.
Right.
Or something along those lines. So we were like, oh, that's not ideal. They obviously didn't want to seem ungrateful because they didn't have to send the engine the first place, but I was like, really not even worth turning up.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction and free shipping. And that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
Four gears. So, luckily, Husky UK lent us 500 enduro bike, which has six gears, which we used. But even the, putting that engine in my bike, there was a lot more complications. There was a small fire at one point.
Fire?
Not a fire, but a bit. Because we tried to use... The enduro wiring harness has loads of extra wires and like load of extra cables and shit like that. So
we wanted
to use the motocross wiring harness. I don't even know what the cause of that was. Anyway, we fixed that, but it took a long time, basically. Took like an extra 3 days of Stan working on it, bless him, to get together. I didn't end up, I rode it on the Saturday. There was a drag, I had to do a photo shoot at Weston, and luckily that was the Saturday, which meant I could ride up and down the start straight a little bit, and that was the only test I got of the bike.
How fast did that one go up the beach?
That one got 160, so 100. Did like 155 kilometres.
So how much faster?
Like
20 miles an hour.
Yeah, it's quite a lot every day. Yeah, like enough to make it worthwhile. So I was doing like 155, 157, and then I've got one, it hit 160 once. That was on the Saturday. I didn't track it in the race, but it was fast enough. Like the Yamahas weren't really pulling that much on us. But they have a new bike. I don't think they've got that quite dialed in yet, but it was good enough. And honestly, the bike was actually really nice. Like bone stock 500 enduro bike, and like the torque in the bottom end.
Do they
had
sell many of them 500 enduros?
I think it's half because of the classes. Like a 450 enduro four stroke in enduro isn't even in the biggest class. 450 is still E2, whereas 500 is E3.
So is that, so what's the main,
some people do race 500s. Well,
E2.
They have like an overall class, to be fair.
Anyway.
E2 is probably the most competitive, but then you have Enduro GP, which is all the classes combined.
What would a 252 stroke, what would that be in?
252 stroke is now, that's also just changed. Now that's E1.
Well, that's the smallest class.
Yeah. Then a 300 two stroke is E2 now. I think I might be making a hash of this, in fact. No, that's... Yeah, no, I think that's right, because... Now all the Sherco's two strokes are doing well, because I'm sure they can race in E1 now. Pretty sure. I might have got that wrong. Anyway, E3 is 500 four stroke, and some people do race a 500 four stroke, to be fair. I couldn't believe how nice it was. Like, I generally really liked it.
What nice power.
Yeah, it? The bottom end torque and stuff was really good. My suspension was a bit stiff, which I knew from when I rode at Preston Docks, but I was planning on riding, this was before the drama. So I was planning on riding it again and softening it off a bit, but didn't have time to do that. So like that was probably one of the main reasons I couldn't go as fast as I really wanted to. It was a bit odd, so I was kind of just sat down and hacking a bit.
Mm.
But for the scramble that we had, it come together very well, and the bike performed.
Just explain to the people that watched the pre-Western blog. We done a speed test on the Super Enduro bike, because that's the reason you're on it, because your bike wasn't ready. For the press day, you did a giveaway and a speed test, and you've not told them when that...
Yeah, so we've picked a winner, filmed the winner. We started the vlog on Monday.
Mm-hmm.
Planned to also film on Tuesday, but we're in the fucking UK, so obviously it got rained off.
He's going to film Tuesday?
Yeah, we had a second half of a vlog finished for Tuesday.
Oh, is that what you're going to do tomorrow?
We're getting...
No, because he's changed his plan again now.
You come back.
What's your plan tomorrow? Because I want to do a vlog. Or was I missed Monday because I was on holiday?
We'll discuss that later. You carry on with your giveaway info.
So the winner's been picked. There was 11 people guessed right. Did a random generator of 11 people. Should we tell them how fast it was?
No. Otherwise, they don't need to watch the next vlog.
Yeah, it's in the next vlog. I haven't got a second half of the vlog yet because it rained. We got rained off Tuesday. I had to go up home for something. I rode yesterday at Ironworks, but I couldn't really be bothered to film anything. We need a second half of the vlog. Now he's back. If he films an actual vlog, I'll sponge half a vlog of his actual vlog. And the winner will be revealed. And then Ed will post to your boots some point in the next 6 to 8 months. And everyone will be happy.
I'm talking of boots. How are you getting on with that?
I'm waiting.
What, are you trying to get a boot deal for next year?
Fucking hell. I'm trying to get something out of Bill for once, but...
I'm just sorting myself out first, if that's all right.
You do you, mate. You do you. I'll just sit back here.
You tell everyone something wonderful about how good you
pulled the air. Glad he's gone.
Yeah. We can have a sensible chat now. no, I do need a vlog because I missed Monday. And then what's his plan now then, tomorrow?
Well, apparently this is on the way here, and we left mine. He said he didn't know what he was going to do, and then within the 6 minutes, 7 minutes it takes, he decided that now tomorrow he's going to Dovey Bike Park and going downhill mountain biking with Paul Bolton.
Ah, that's a big day out.
Yeah, and then he said to me, why don't you come, which I can't really do that yet on my knee. And then he tried to say, why don't you just ride up and down the fire road all day? And I was thinking,
it's quite good.
Sounds like a job, though. 3 hour drive to fucking ride up and down a mountain that I could do around here.
You do tests. Diffie Bike Park tomorrow, then. I sort of want to.
You could take my downhill bike.
Could I?
Yeah, then yeah. Ed can cruise around on the fire roads on his e-bike and just film it. I don't
think he's up for the fire roads.
Huh?
Oh, you want me to fucking come to work for the day, do you?
You might as well get a vlog out of it. Well, no. I'd actually really like it if you came because I thoroughly
enjoyed it. How far is Diffie?
It's 3 hours.
Hour and a half. Nah, it's less than three.
Fuck, it's a long one.
It's four. I won't deny it's four. It is four. But fucking good, though. It's the best one by miles.
It kicks me up too much on a jump, so I'd nosy off of every jump down the hill.
We'll do small ones then.
50 of them. Yeah, I'll go like that. Yeah.
50 hits.
That's the worst. That's the worst line, though, that is.
What?
That's probably the worst line.
It's better than that one I got stuck on last time. I had to push it the whole way around.
I think that would be a really good day out. But
sort of need to do 2 days. I'd rather do a 2 day event down there and do an enduro one day, Diffie the next.
Well, stay and do enduro Sunday then.
Will you do enduro Sunday then?
Yeah, I'm going to pick my bike up today, so I'm flexible. After today, I've got.
Oh, what? You're already down at Diffie?
Not well, yeah.
Oh, well, that makes it easier for you. We need to do 3 hours there.
All right, if you're going to actually come, I'll drive there, drive back and drive back again tomorrow.
Right.
If we got him there, I would do it.
What, to Diffie?
Yeah.
I would go Diffie, but I'm not driving on my own all the way down there.
I'm not doing any driving if I'm going.
Oh, these two.
Why would you not drive at all?
What, so you want, if you drive? So you want me to...
It's only driving, you just have to sit there.
You want me to sit there, drive you two, like two school kids, drive you there.
Well, you don't then have to drive
cycle
me,
about filming you all day.
I haven't rode a mountain bike in ages. Neither have I. What? Yeah, is it even a good thing? You've just got better.
Yeah.
He's not. I don't even think you've got a helmet, have you?
I just used my motocross one. I haven't replaced the last one.
Yeah, the other one's smashed a bit.
Oh, is it? I've got.
Nah, it's not that
you've
bad.
You've got a helmet. Smashed.
Yeah, but it's not going to fit his big head, is it?
Well, you're just going to wear an aero down the hill.
Yeah.
Awful, that, because you're so heavy.
Yeah.
No, it's not that bad. I've done it before.
Yeah, but then also you'll have a Red Bull and you'll look like you are the governor. And then when you nosy it and get caught in the wind and go down again.
I am like that cafe there. That's allegedly. A nice thing. Do you reckon they have the fire pit on in there?
Yeah, I reckon.
Today would be a nice day for a Duffy. I thought that because mate, he's gone.
Who?
Anthony. Lift. Lift.
Midlands Lift.
Midlands Lift.
He's going Diffie today?
Yeah. He's going Diffie today. I should have gone with him. And then he said, did I want to go? And then I was going to go BSB Sunday.
Yeah, he said that. Well, I'd quite like to do that as well. I'd also like to ride.
Have you sorted us some BSB? Monday somewhere.
Have you sorted us some good BSB tickets?
Who's hospitality from?
I don't know. Ford or something. I'm going to try and get Ford sponsorship.
Ford? Oh, I'll come.
That'd be a trick, wouldn't it?
I'll have a fucking lick arse of them, no problem. Yeah,
why don't we stick to plan A, which was to go to the other place that we're going to go and film a vlog, and you two can both have a ride here in the morning, and then we'll go down the road and film plan A, and you can do some heroics, and you can set up tomorrow.
Because I'm in Wales anyway.
Yeah, but not if you come back tonight.
I don't disagree, but this doesn't need to be discussed on the podcast.
Doesn't. Yeah, this is shite. Let's talk about something more normal, non-bike related. Let's talk about your trip to Dubai and your experience with...
Of Dubai?
Of Emirates, your experience with Jumeirah Beach Emirates Resort Hotels.
Emirates first class live up to what it's meant to?
Tom
Did you go first class or business class?
First, I wouldn't go in business. I don't ever. It's been a long time since I turned right when I got on a plane. My body don't even know it had a turn right. I just put the indicators on. I'm coming through that tunnel left, seeing a bit.
What? And then you sit down, they go, this ain't your seat, mate.
Safe and the rest of them were down the back, but I'm not down there. No, I don't get fly out front like you, Bill, you silly man. I was down, I'm in with the fucking proper doers.
The fucking chickens.
Yeah.
Did you actually book a seat or do you go on that flexi thing where you have to stand there and wait?
That's
and maybe
what you used to do, you twat, because you miss his work for fucking BA. I've just paid for my ticket up front, walk on, 35B, sit down.
Won't lie, I flew to China first class there and back for 200 quid because of that, and I was well happy with it.
I would be too, but no, I generally had a fucking mint week.
Dubai's actually really good.
What do you want me to tell you about
it? I wasn't expecting to enjoy Dubai when I went on holiday because I don't really like doing nothing. Well, I didn't. I suppose I rode a bike every day, but still, the restaurants and the places and it's actually, I generally really enjoyed it when I
You don't. I've told you how much it cost me, and you're saying no, that's too cheap. But didn't even cost that much money. All the family went. Mum and dad come. They first time they've ever been. Bill, his missus, his two kids, they all come. First time they'd been. I think it's the fourth time I've been. But it's just men. The thing is, why I went there is because, and near at the end of the year, you can't go on holiday during the season. I want to go somewhere hot. I like hot place. I like to sit by a pool. And I want a guaranteed, don't want to fly somewhere, spend a load of dough and it start raining or be cold. So you sort of know what you're going to get when you get out there. It's going to be sunny.
Pretty logical for you, that.
Yeah, you book it, you know it's going to be hot. You know it's not going to rain. And it was hot, probably too hot. but it's at that time of the year. Now, if you wait an extra couple of weeks, the prices go up massively because it's like still class their hot season.
So you have to sweat it out, but you save some pennies. If you want to sit in comfort, you have to pay a bit more for comfort.
Yeah, if you want to wait like 4 more weeks, temperatures will dip off a touch, and it's probably
a nicer probably experience.
Sit outside rather than sit in a room all day, but it's it's how much you want to spend, isn't it? What's the budget? Bill and Ed, Christmas, no problem. Do over Christmas into New Year, the most expensive time. Don't bat an eyelid. Whereas I'm sort of, I'll suffer the heat. Get a cheaper holiday, but no, it was good. I wanted to do a coaching day that didn't come off. I wanted probably good thing because I was thinking when I was there, imagine if someone crashed on my coaching day and I'm out there and then I'm in Dubai and that could be ending tears.
Well, you was gonna do a coaching
day. I tried. I rode last year when I went. The track's actually good. I wanted to try and recover a bit of the funds I spent, so I thought a coaching day would be good and it almost happened, but didn't quite happen. But then I didn't know if I'd be insured, so I was a little bit worried on that thing, so I didn't really push it too much. But no, I had a mega trip. Now back, trying to get shit sorted out. Want to film a vlog.
Enjoying the
same
ride.
Same shite, isn't it? I'll tell you what, actually, I've got some training schools coming up. Let me just tell you this.
Did you ring Laddo yesterday?
No, I've not rang him yet.
Just more things I've done for you.
Yeah, you got me a phone number.
I've sorted it for you.
What, he's going to give me the track for free?
No.
Well, exactly, you sorted nothing. Fifth, got it written down on here, wait a minute.
This is like your big pitch, you've pitched responses.
Yeah, I've been fucking helping someone else with the other pitch. Introducing them, giving them an opportunity. Yeah, this one, I just want to get a bit of money and pay for my holiday. Just leave me alone, give me 1 minute. Fifth, next Thursday the 5th, I'm at Marty 101, quiet day, I need to pick more people. Friday the 6th, October, Apex. Sunday the 22nd, this is a good one. These opportunities don't come around much. Sunday the 22nd, I'm going to do a coaching day at Monster Mountain in Wales. First time you can practice on that track. And then Sunday the 29th at Bromsborough, mega track, Gloucester way. So, if you want to book onto those.
Well, all I can say...
I can have a practice mechanic 4 days a week for the whole year after all that.
No, that's not... They're not selling out.
All I can say is you've obviously really, really brown-nosed the geezer at Monster Mountain, then, haven't you?
No, I just walked the track and he was driving the tractor. Absolute sound bloke.
You've sat in his tractor.
To the track at Monster Mountain. I said... Because a lot of people moaned after the first race there, the first MX Nationals, which... The track was brand new, so the dirt hadn't settled. It was windy as anything, which, fuck, just a freak day that it was windy. So everything together didn't create for a nice people to stand and watch motocross. But when we went to the... when I walked the track on Saturday evening at the British Championship, unbelievable what they built there. Like, pretty special. And you can see the effort that's gone into it. Then the track, when I raced it... One of the best flowing tracks I've raced in years. Like, it was unreal. So I just told him, and he was like, what do you reckon to it? We want to do anything. We want to do as much as you can. I said, honestly, it is so good. And then he asked me again after, what should we change? I said, nothing. It's literally the bollocks. So
I heard he wants to do an enduro there, didn't he? Or, like, there's enough big hills to put...
Yeah, you could do, like... I didn't look around the whole thing. If I go up there and see the bloke, I look around the whole place. But some of the machines and the dump trucks are, well,
is it still a working
massive quarry? Yeah. But the bit where the motocross is and the track is on this hill, and that's not working. But it's nice up there. Feels like you could be on the top of like Mount Snowdon. I parked my camper not looking at all the morons in the paddock. I've parked it the other way, so
no, leave that in.
No, sorry about that. That was nasty. I parked, but just general morons, like a lot of people are, aren't they? Just the way I'd
just write. Don't worry about it. Just start again and I'll get rid of this bit for you.
Nah, fuck off. Leave that in.
Well, I didn't park facing the paddock.
Just in case Ed's took that out, he's just called everyone a moron.
I didn't park facing the paddock. I parked facing the mountains, and it was very similar to being on top of Mount Snowdon. We overlooked it all. Sun was setting. I thought, this is a nice place. So the blokes obviously thought, I'm all right, because I thought his track was all right. We got along quite well. Mega. Nice man. But yeah, I'm doing a coaching day up there, so book on thomasltrain.co.uk.
Nice lad. Thick as fuck.
I'm just trying to earn a few quid, Ed. Just leave me alone. I've got to pay for Christmas merch, which will be coming soon. No, we have got to design that, though. Your new man's helping. I've got it on my to-do list.
Yeah.
You sent me this morning. New program, isn't it?
Yeah. You'll be there, the designing it all. Billy's, you got your merch coming? I keep getting asked quite a lot. There's a lot of requests for yours. Not so many for yours, Tommy, but...
No, I just... Mine's Bill's obviously more popular with the merch, but I just make a little bit to just. I like seeing it out there, so it's just quite cool. I
looked at the
hundreds of thousands like Bill.
2 days ago, I was quite impressed by your figures.
Really?
Mm.
Well, he landed on his feet again with gibbets because he didn't even know they were coming out.
No, the gibbets are quite nice. I got some on my holiday. Crocs, like wearing them on holiday. Me and Alf had the same. Both had white Crocs with the gibbets on. Every day we wore them. Nice.
Before we get any questions about them, I've ordered loads more of yours. They are coming back in stock, Billy. So
none of mine. Are mine still in stock?
Yours are still in stock.
Are they the only ones in stock?
Yeah, every single one of Billy's sold out.
Mine must be nearly sold out then.
I don't know.
Because surely people are going on and then just thought, I'll have to get his.
I think Dirt Store have still got some of Billy's, but they sold a lot at Western as well. But yeah. They come on, they go for Billy's, then they're sold out, and then they go to mine, and then they'll go to yours.
Well, to be fair, I don't care because I don't get any money for them.
You do?
Well, I get them.
Yeah, of course you do. Buy you my pay gibbets. For them.
They're the only ones in stock, so if you want gibbets, you've got to buy my gibbets. No, my ones look quite smart, actually, the little hundreds. I like them.
Yeah, they're trick. There's actually a load more stuff coming out soon. There's those hats that everyone wants, them five-panel ones that you keep wearing, they'll be here than the next. Two weeks.
Panels.
Yeah, the flat panels, they'll be 2 weeks. Then we got new bobble hat beanies and stuff there. Again, 2 weeks.
It's going to be beanie season soon. Yeah. You know.
Pink hats we've got coming as well. Stole your idea, Bill.
Darker at night time now, isn't it? Already. It's already darker at night time.
Yeah, and now this morning woke up at 7, not even barely light.
Yeah, but the clocks go soon, don't they?
No, that's still like 3 weeks away.
Well, yeah.
Oh, what's the morning soon. To be lighter?
Yeah, and then it gets even darker.
Oh, I need the reckon evenings.
Then Billy will just disappear and moan about England. It's a shithole.
I'll come back after next week.
I can imagine.
What we haven't done between us all? And it's probably my fault. Because
yeah, ride day.
The ride day. This could have been done this week with you being here.
That would have been good.
This weekend we could have been doing ride day.
Yeah, this weekend would have been a really good one.
And I'm sorry to all
to
the
be honest,
fans
I wasn't planning
down.
On being here until Wednesday. I wasn't planning on being here.
That's the problem. We never know when you're here or not.
Well, just do it. I'll make a plan. I'll get there.
You could have sorted that from your sunbed in Dubai.
Yeah, could have. Because we could have got enough riders to do it.
Why don't we do the ride there at Monster Mountain?
I did think of that.
Yeah, that would be cool.
That's a big track.
You could do the enduro hill climbs and shit too.
Would be sick, actually. I'll speak to him. I could do my training day on Saturday.
Oh, stay the night.
Stay the night.
In Mount Snowdon. As long as we're not looking at the morons that have come and paid to be on our ride day.
Pardon?
As long as you don't insult everyone again, calling them all morons.
As long as the morons aren't facing us.
Saying that? We've edited that bit out.
We haven't.
We have.
No chance us getting took out.
Sunday, the 22nd. Oh, so what I could do...
22nd.
Sunday the 22nd. We could do Saturday the 21st.
That's if he's not already got someone on the track.
No, you don't. You don't have it. You'd love that. But do you reckon people would come out to that, or is it a bit too far out of the way?
Well, if it's no one's ever been able to ride there before and it's a practice track, and they get the chance to meet the one and only Tommy Searle.
Well, not if Billy come.
Do you know what else we could do? We could take the Rabaconda and we could do tyre changing races. You might be able to find yourself a new, yeah, a new mechanic. Yeah. You can, that can be your interview. Yeah,
that'd be good just to have though, a tyre change race. Put a decent prize up.
The rim would be fucked after.
I think then, I think that might be a plan.
What budget?
I'll confirm after this video.
Yeah, I think I'm free that weekend. I'll have to fly back, but I would do it for you.
Don't think you're having the money out of this.
Fuck, clean off. You're still cashed in from the first year where me and Ed went home penniless.
Yeah, but I organised that whole day.
You got the whole thing paid for.
No, I did not. I never got the money for that.
Oh.
I thought I was going to get paid to do the ride day the first year, but it didn't happen.
Yeah.
So you did it out of the goodness of your heart.
Yeah, I didn't make a penny. I put everything back into next year's ride day where you took the profit. Right, so that might be a plan then. Saturday, it's just risky in Wales, isn't it? Could be a cold, windy, horrible day.
Yeah, but that's part and parcel of it.
Just mate, that's what worries me now.
We can just fuck it off and go to Bike Park Wheels.
Well, with everyone. Just say, bring your mountain bikes. And we'll make a decision.
If it's a fucking pissy, shitty, muddy mess, we'll just say no ride then. We'll just have his stag do instead and just set fires, place.
Yeah.
Just burn everyone's camper.
Talking of your stag do, have you got any closer to that?
No.
Oh, we got a wedding invite yesterday, didn't we?
Yeah, they got
sent out. Black.
Yeah, all black. Dapper.
Yeah, it'd be good, actually.
It's not what you told me.
I haven't even spoke to you about your twat.
You did? You said, fucking inconsiderate arseholes doing it in South Africa. We've all got to fly out there. It's going to cost us all this money. It's
cost me a lot of money. But you were obviously reimbursing us with that. I told Soph that. I was like, well, he's obviously paying for it.
You'll be turning left again on the plane.
Yeah, you're all turning left on me.
Are you paying for the left-hand turn as we get on?
Yeah, I'll do the left turn. No stress.
Because I was worried about cost, but now I come.
You're worried about sitting in the right with the morons.
No. Can you stop saying that? I'm going to leave in a minute because you're worried now. You've got to cut this out, Ed.
It's too much. I was going to cut the first one.
It's gone too good now. Everyone knows you're joking. Like, they know you're an arrogant twat and you think you're above them all anyway.
Can you stop?
Bill, don't shut him down. We spent 3 years building him back up.
You call me a moron. I call you a moron. It's a figure of speech.
All right.
Fucking moron.
I don't call my fans morons, though. There's loyal people that turn out to support me.
I'm
talking about your fans.
You're giving me the hump now.
You've done record numbers of tashes on faces
at
Weston. Tashes
at Weston. We need to start selling stick on tashes. We might as well cash
in. I came up with that idea before.
Stick on tash is probably better for the kid. Poor kid that gets it on a Sunday, permanent marker, and got school on a Monday.
No, but it comes off by the afternoon. I was doing double.
Oh, he's redoing
two in one
them.
Day on sim kids. Oh. It was coming off by the afternoon. They were
it's probably because they've gone
up.
Back to their parents and they've gone.
Come here, you little shit.
Rubbing permanent marker off a kid's face, going to go red.
Well, they were coming back for a second one in the same day.
Oh, what, so it come off easier now?
Yeah. It might be a bit high from the bit of solvent on the face.
Yeah, right under the nose.
Mm.
Sniffing a marker pen. It's all good. The fans at Weston were generally fucking sick. Like,
I've never been. I need to go.
Hanging over the fence every lap. Yeah.
What, cheering you on?
Yeah. I was just riding around going, this is nuts. I wanted to try and go a bit faster to give them something to cheer about, but I just couldn't. But
is there that? What, it's packed.
Yeah, like this year all the way up, even to the top of the beach pretty much.
All the way up the start.
It was actually good weather by the looks of it. I obviously went.
Yeah, weather was good.
Why didn't you go?
Oh, I've had enough. I was fucking sick of going to races.
You burned them out the 3 weeks before, so I just got left.
I'd spent 3 weeks building Dirt Store. I'd gone to bloody VMX. I'd gone to AX Fest. I'd done this. I'd done that. He dragged me down there on a Thursday and fucking made me stand on a beach. And I just
When I see you both down there Thursday, I thought you were there for the weekend.
No, that was the deal. He said I'd come on Thursday, but I'm not coming back. And I thought, well, I'll get some form of footage from the race anyway. Better off having him there Thursday to
pump up,
make a vlog out of it. Because if I'm there by myself on Thursday, it's going to be hard to do anything exciting.
We just stirred Gareth up all day Thursday. It was good.
What's he say? He owes me $3,000 actually. Because I bought Dirt Store in. I told him he owes me $3,000 for that. So Gareth, yeah, if you're watching, you've
done well there to be from you, to be honest.
He's, Gareth,
I do agree you should have a kickback.
Yeah, so if you're watching, Gareth, I want a kickback. I'm not joking, mate.
You'll be stood there at the first round of the British with your hand
out. I texted him the other day because he was taking that tunnel out on his Instagram, and I just put, I bet that's filled to the filled up with cash, isn't it? And he put, no, I've got a bigger one.
I asked him on the Thursday, I said, you got any cash on you? He went, yeah, what for? I said, well, it ain't fucking free for me to come down here and make you a vlog. And he went, whoa.
He's funny.
He is.
Most people don't like him, but I think he's fucking good.
Sound so Thursday only. I was surprised. Like I said to John, I said, Tommy's not there for him to play out with. He's definitely coming back on Sunday.
Yeah.
He didn't.
No. What'd you do then?
Just relaxed.
You can't relax at home. You must have gone somewhere to relax.
No, I went to David Lloyd's in the morning, done a bit of gym. Sunday just chilled, watched a bit of Formula One. Just relaxed.
That's shit. One thing that my holiday wasn't relaxing. Two kids on holiday, not relaxing, busy.
You've totally forgot that. You remember John, Billy's mate?
Yeah.
So yeah, he.
John did a few laps.
John had a good weekend.
John raced?
No, someone come in and hurt their arm and he just jumped on their bike in his tracksuit. Just done three laps midway through the race.
His lap times were in the top 50. Really? His tracking's a tonny.
And then he missed Billy's pit stop.
Illegal, yeah, I don't know if we should promote such behaviour, but fuck it.
That's put good. It in the what, blog. He just someone at their arm and he just, a friend of his.
DJ hurt his arm.
Oh yeah, I see that. He's put, it's his last race ever.
He actually
hit his shoulder.
Yeah, but then the bone, like where it goes into the socket, was actually broke as well. Like his pain was actually somewhat justified.
End of the start straight, so I'm going to cut him out. Yeah, I read the race report on Instagram. Oh, he jumped on his bike.
So then, yeah, he jumped on his bike. I come in for second pit stop.
Put boots on, I hope.
Yeah, he put boots on top of his trackies.
To be fair, other people are wearing trackies and that, aren't they?
Well, it's no different to wearing jeans and no
knee braces.
They're
not much more protective than pants these days. But it's just funny,
isn't it? Some people don't wear, Yago girls don't wear knee pads even. Yeah, nothing. Just wears nothing. And he wears a little thin, fiddly, well, the, like you said, this is more protective than the Alpine Star stuff I wear. It's like the air light stuff.
Yeah, come in the second pit stop and just about... John was goggle man, and I come in, and Andy's got all of the goggles, and he's gone. I could just picture the fucking packets of sweet teas being eaten, sugar all over his hands. I'm just like, stay still. And he's going, I want these.
Are you dad?
No, Andy, no clue. Dad was holding the bike, give him the. He was into him, airline. But then I actually think Didge was holding the bike. I'd vaguely seen. I wasn't really paying much attention, but I knew it wasn't John anyway, and I vaguely thought it was him and his kit. And then we come over to the table, and Andy's got the goggles. I'm like, keep them still! Well, they weren't quite in properly, and then fucking had the strap pulled over. I'm like, whoa.
Did you not say, where's
John? No, I didn't think about it, because I had to change the camelback as well, because I'd run out. So I was like, quite a lot going on, to be fair, and they had the new one.
If you had said, where's John, and then they'd have gone... He's riding, he's on Thingy's bike. Would you have just...
I just found it great. No, I just found it funny. I wish I knew he was.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
I'd have knocked him off. So I'd have tried to... It was funny. I got to the finish line.
Did you go past it while he was out there or not?
I don't know. I
didn't
actually
ask
him.
Did you not say, I see you come past
me? No, I didn't actually. I got to the finish line, though. He finished the race. They come walking into like, the finish area, and he didn't say... The first thing he said was, yeah, I've been racing, me. Didn't say, like, well done, good race, but I've been racing.
What did you say? What do you mean?
It's just like, you what? So I've done three laps, top 50.
That's so good. What, he'd already looked at his lap time?
Yeah. He was no. They said to him, you're only allowed to do two because Billy's coming into the pits, but he couldn't work out how to get into the pits, so he ended up doing three and missing the pit stop.
That's great. See, this is why we should all do it next year. It'd be a right lap.
Yeah, I do agree with the whole let's do Western thing.
I generally don't think you'll be that good until the end of the race.
No, you'll definitely, your last hour would be the best. The last hour is the best hour of the race.
Yeah,
the track
gets
racy.
You'd be on the chase because you wouldn't like lifting your shoulder. I'm not shoulder.
No, I think that'd be all right next year. It's improving.
Fuck it now. Yeah. So it took 5 years.
The last
4 years, that'd be.
The last hour is the best hour of the, like, you can race it the hardest by far.
Why? Because people are thinned out.
Yeah, thinned out. Like the dunes are rounded, sort of, and you can see through them, and you can hit them and jump, and like the start
you
off
can
with
see you if
the
you
dunes
like
are big, and like the ruts on the backside are like hard to keep your balance. And if you go over one fast, you end up like in a rut. But then like the ruts seem to disappear on the backsides of the dunes, so you can like jump a lot more. And like the mid part of the race, the like corners all go too deep, and then like new lines get formed. And like the last hour, all the corners are pretty good again. Like, well, most of them.
Well, so you don't really rail any corners mid race,
nah. Like a few, like actually, corners this year were better than I remembered. I was going inside just about everywhere, and normally the inside line just goes to like, well, it gets to the point where someone gets stuck and the bike gets left there for the rest of the race. But like insides are actually quite good.
I think if I go in there open-minded, not going to win the race, or just going to take part, that's the best way for me.
Yeah, 100%. And then you'd like get more and more into it. And then by the last hour, you'd be like, oh, this is mint. Because it's nowhere near like as intense as a race or a motor, even
no, like
motocross
track. I see some clips so of like even Todd, some
you generally
bits is just cruising.
Don't get that tired. Like if afterwards, because of how long you've been riding for, you ache. But like
do you
in
not
the
get
race.
Like sandy sand rash.
Yeah, sand everywhere.
Yeah. On the first year that you do it, though, it's so that they know that you're a newcomer. You have to blow up a rubber glove, and you have to have the glove on your helmet.
Do you actually have to?
Yeah, honestly.
I don't mind doing that. It's fine. I would blow up rubber penis if you want on it. No problem.
But no, that's you. Like I said, you don't get that tired. So like even like after the second pit stop, you're like, all right, last six laps now. Let's in that like, you can like.
What's the lap? 10 minutes.
Yeah, I think so. Just under eight. Nine, you eight or nine. Yeah, eight. I think it was short this year. To be fair, the straight wasn't as long, only by like 200 meters. But it meant it missed out two corners.
And I just don't like the thought of the start straight off the start.
Yeah, I don't like that.
Comrade once somebody's bike
Conrad
stopped
got caught
and he
in a
fucking
crash.
Nearly died.
Someone's bike stopped. Someone crashed into him, and then the guy who crashed into him's bike hit Conrad.
Yeah. It just scared me. But I don't know if you have got to go. If you're out front, as long as your bike stays.
Yeah, as long as you
stick close.
I'm on a quacker, mate. It'd just go. I could do three races in a row.
Oh, you're on a quacker now, are you?
Oh, you've
now. Next year, we've got to see. You've got to wait and see.
Ducati.
Yeah. Oh, the Duke. No. Don't know, but that'd be quite interesting, isn't it? The Duke. Did you call them the Dukes? If you're cool, like, got a new Duke.
I don't think that'll catch on, if I'm honest.
No, I think they do, don't it?
What do you call the Triumph, for short?
T-Bird.
T-Dog?
Don't know, but if you keep knocking that fucking mic, give everyone earache.
The Duke. I think you should do the Ducati Dukes. But that is good. They are actually coming in, apparently. Race team in MXGP, so that'd be quite nice. It's quite big things happening. Like to have Triumph and Ducati coming into motocross, it's going to help.
Might even
the sport.
Have Aprilia come back.
Yeah, well, it'd be nice. Maybe if this is a success, they might.
Old,
that's quite cool, isn't it?
The old Aprilia days when Chico Chiodi rode it, he won two fastest lap awards at VMXDN and then ordered them and then. Bopped him on his story when he got him.
Did he?
Yeah, I thought that's pretty cool.
Oh, that's cool as fuck.
He likes my pictures.
And then I messaged him and said, oh, thanks for sharing it. He put, nah, thanks to you for the gift.
Why don't you send him some?
I topped it up.
Oh, did you?
Yeah,
he was the boy at Thingy. Yeah. He didn't sit down. Obviously, he's only small,
well,
so
he
don't need
much difference.
No,
it
don't make any
difference.
But, like, he just stood up everywhere. It was ridiculous. And still so fast. So smooth. Like, didn't make a mistake. Just picture perfect everywhere. Says he still rides like 2-3 times a week now.
Really?
I watched a video on his house on YouTube, and he lives in like in the sticks in Italy, like this house just in the air, in nowhere. He's got this sick little gym with all his memorabilia, world championship bikes. It just looks like he lives a cool life.
Bad boys.
Done well.
Shall we wrap her up then?
Yeah.
You can have too much of a good thing, can't you?
Yeah.
Like Dubai.
No, I would happily be back out there now. If I had the money like you two, I'd have stayed for a couple of weeks.
Huh?
If I had your two's dough, I'd have been out there for 2 weeks rather than 7 days.
I've got to go back to work, mate.
Yeah, can you get... I need to send mate new man a couple of things to do today, which is nice.
What, you going
to
send him?
You can add it on your Trello thing.
I've got a new sponsor to be put on the jersey.
He's really dishing out the orders to your man, isn't he?
Yeah, you wait until he fucking gets to the end of the month, and then when he does his...
Do you work, knock up the hours that he does for me, and then I get and then that I'll just off stick my it on your merch bill?
Yeah, when I have to pay you out
merch
for your
merch. Minus 4 hours of...
graphic design work.
Graphic design work.
And I'll rebill it at a premium rate.
I suppose that is only fair.
Bill's fucking won a Dropbox thing off me last night, haven't you?
Yeah, save me. I got £58 back from Dropbox.
He's now part of the new...
I've cancelled my Dropbox because it's just adding up too much each month. It's £9 a month. I think I've not resubscribed.
Yeah, because you don't even know how to use it. That's the problem. If you actually set it up like Bill has, I've changed his life with it now last night.
Oh, really? Yeah, and mine's not good.
Yeah, I've got £58 back. I'm buzzing.
And you've got 5 terabytes of...
I had 2 anyway for myself.
All right. Rambo.
I don't know how much the fuck that was. I have so many subscriptions, it's ridiculous.
Oh, God.
I attempted to sort them out once.
Yeah, that's what I want to do on iPhone. Every day, it's like $3.99. Yeah, I just think...
It annoys you, especially if it... Amex, like, will just go on spasms. It'll go Apple. Like, one day every month, I get, like, 7 charges. And I'm just like, what is happening?
Winds me up, that does as well. Trying to cut back on it.
So we're going to try and get another one of these in before you go.
Yeah,
that'd be four weeks.
4 and 4 weeks. We've got to fucking have a sponsor by now.
Yeah, well, when we...
Dirt store.
When I give you the two-manner as well.
Yeah, I'm excited to fucking wrestle that up.
Yeah, the two-manner, you can go away and chat to riders while you're away and send me the footage and I'll have the ad revenue for a change.
That'd be quite good. But I think when me and Ed are here, we'll get some different guests on.
Just do it. You can just talk, used to. You don't even have to be long.
No, I'd like to have a guest.
But we
don't like each other, Bill. It's all fake for camera.
Talking, it's just the same shite. Better to have a nice guest, like Mel. Mel would be great. There's interesting people out there.
But you don't do it, though. You don't get any.
I will. That's a goal of mine. I'm gonna fulfill it.
Before you need to do 1 two-man before the end of this year, otherwise I'm never doing
it. I don't understand
again.
The two-man. Why do you want to do that?
Just to prove to us that you're committed.
It's just easy. We'll just talk about your whole new sponsorship deal for next year.
Oh, yeah, we can do
How
that when that's
released.
How
much money are you milking off people?
Because your team manager...
back different to you.
Your team manager won't...
championship motocross rider in history, I reckon. It has to be. There's no one even got close.
Dave Fulp.
He was doing world championship still.
Oh, yeah.
Well, that's got to be the richest domestic motocross rider in the world at this moment in time.
End the vlog.
It's a podcast. That's why he's been looking at places in Andorra next to you.
I'm done.
Right, well, we'll see you next week for the 4th time.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Kayla Itzinas.
I'm Kayla Itzinas, and I have been training a global community of women since 2009. I've created a brand new podcast, Sweat Daily, to help you level up your life and reach your health and well-being goals. From fitness tips to food that fuels you, meditation to motivation, we've got you covered. Sweat Daily, the happiest, healthiest, and most confident version of you awaits. Available on Apple Podcasts and wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.